The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. And you know, local businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's business in our backyard is Oak Grove Feed and Tack, and I have Tulsa Cabanis with me. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you grew up, and how you got to be in this business.
Well, I've grown up in the business all my life. I was actually born and raised in it.
yeah.
We've been in business for 22 years. Like I said, I was basically from born in it, and I've been there all my life. I didn't necessarily want to be in the business aspect of it as a teenager, and when I graduated, I didn't want to go to college, so I looked at it as, you know, it's raised me for 18 years, so it can make a living for me. You know, mm-hmm. I can do just as what my mom has done for me, I can do for myself, and we can do together and things like that, and that's where we've gotten today. So
it's interesting that you say you didn't want to do it as a teenager, because most teenagers think their parents are idiots.
Well, I just looked at it. I was like, you know, I don't want to be in this business. I've grown up in it, and now I love it. It's, as my mother calls it, her baby. It's mine too. So,
well, yeah, you've come full circle. Yes. You realize how smart your mom was.
Yes. Yes, she is a very wise woman. She's done a lot of things in the past 13 to 22 years that it's been going on, and we've been pushing through.
So what do you enjoy most about having a business?
The customers.
The customers.
The customers have got to be it. You know, if they don't come, there's no business. And without them, we wouldn't be who we are today and what we are today, because they constantly stick with us through the good, the bad, the hard times. You know, with everything that's went on in the past 5 years with what's going on in the world, you know, mm-hmm. and product change and not being able to get things and stuff like that, they've always just trusted us, you know, and they've said, okay, you know, I understand this is the product that I really want, but I can't get it right this moment. And they tell me these are, you know, comparisons, and so they trust us with those things. And that's something that's a very loyal aspect to the business, because they do trust us when it comes to the problems that we've been having here lately.
So do you have a favorite? Can you say who a favorite customer might be, or maybe a funny story?
Well, I have to say, because of the growth that he's put on the community, and he's a very, very known man, Lester Vick. He's, okay. For one, he works at Walmart in the cake department, and I don't know if anybody's seen, but Facebook, he has a news cast. Country news he does, like, on Facebook, on his own little private personal thing, you know, like camera video. And so he does, there's been a lot of people putting on, like, the Silicaga page for to put it out there of how good the cakes have been being. He brings us things. He bends over backwards for anything on, and it's not that he's the favorite. He's just, he's who he is. He's a man that takes care of anybody around him before he takes care of himself. And that's just, he has a very, very, he pulls our heartstrings in the community. A lot of people, you know, he's dear to a lot of people's heart.
Okay. So what has been the most challenging aspect of the business lately?
Maybe it's not that it's a challenge. It's just, and I hate to even talk like this because there's so much that goes on, but it's just the world is challenging around you, and you just have to push through and, you know, not let things go in one ear and out the other, but you just have to keep your head up and, you know, always look at the good and let the bad go in most aspects, because nowadays there's not much positivity going around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Between the situations and people, and so you just have to stay positive with everything and push through no matter what comes up. you know. And
are you learning a lot about doing the books?
Oh God, yeah. We do have the delivery system, so I'm big in, you know, doing that with barns and stuff like that. And then, I am in the books a lot. Me and my mother, you know, we both take care of everything. She has her roles, I have my roles, but there's a lot of things that I've taken off of her plate that are little tedious things that she doesn't have to necessarily worry about now. Every day I do the paperwork, you know, keep up all that.
Okay.
I do running errands, keeping up little tedious things. I cook lunch every day so that we have, you know, food. Mm-hmm. Not saying it like that, but, you know, so that everybody is, we're not going out here and having to run and wait and different stuff like that.
Now, is it just you and your mother, or are there other employees?
Oh, no, there's 3 to 5 of us, depending on what days and what's going on. You know, we have we have gentlemen that help us and take the heavy weights off of us when necessary. So,
and who are they?
Jeremy, Braden, and Shane.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And on a day-to-day basis, what's the biggest seller?
Dog food.
Dog food. That's interesting.
Dog food. I mean, I have to really say, our dog community, we have had people that have watched me grow up / been with us for 22 years just because that's, you know, that's the same equivalency of me in the business. So I've seen them since I was, you know, could barely walk to now, and they have always just stuck with us and been loyal, and, you know, they do right by us. But we sell a lot of dog food, and we have a lot of people that come and purchase and wait on us to, you know, to get what they want.
Okay.
But then again, we do try and keep the best price on it in town with all of the different places you can go and shop and get it.
All right. I'm talking with Tulsa Cabanis of Oak Grove Feed and Tack, and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and our business this week is Oak Grove Feed and Tack, and I'm talking with Tulsa Cabanis. In addition to dog food being the best seller, y'all have an awful lot of other stuff there. You have, it's not just feed and tack for like horses.
Amen.
You have hunting and camping and planting and, did I miss anything?
Lawn and garden, you know, agricultural, where we have the boot store.
Uh-huh.
We carry 7-8 different Ariat, Justin, Durango, Georgia, Rocky, you know, different things like that in boots. I've got Ariat clothing, jeans, kids selection, women's selection, work boots. Work boots is one of my biggest selling commodity things that go in and out the door. We started it about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It has really expanded in the, you know, I'm in the process of outgrowing what we started with in that situation. And then, you know, back to the animal side of, we have try and carry all agricultural livestock feeds, minerals, supplements, you know, things like that.
Yeah, because we have a horse and we have to change him from summer feed when he's out munching on grass. Winter feed has to be a lot higher protein content.
Because he's
an older horse.
Yes. So your senior horses, you know, at times you'll need to use a higher protein fat content with them to keep their weight held at different seasons. But most of the time, if you'll just continuously keep them on one complete feed, you can keep their body where you need it year round, and you're not messing with their gut and stuff like that. So, you know, that's always something you could think about. But, you know,
I'll have to tell one of
our one of our biggest feed suppliers is Tucker Millen. We carry about any and everything that they
Produce,
yes, sorry. Thank
That's
you.
Okay.
That they produce. I have everything from your economy feeds to your non-GMOs and organic things like that. We do a little bit of Purina and Seminole carrying feeds. I have a few high-end barns of Hunter Jumpers that do your Seminole feeds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But horses are one of my mother's biggest heartstrings. So, she takes that very, she takes a lot of pride in her horse. So I call her my little vet. She stays over, and when it comes to horse issue, that's who I send you to. So that takes care of, because she has a lot of rehab and rehabilitation situations that she's already been through in her own life. And like, she has a 44-year-old horse that she revived.
44?
Yes, Dusty is 44. He's an old show horse.
I have never heard of one that old.
He's very good looking for his age, but he shows it. But he has a, as I call it, he has a blind dog. He doesn't see very well, and
we had a young horse that didn't see very well in Appaloosa. Yeah. Poor Chief was blind as he could be.
Yeah,
at
bless
night.
Him.
Yeah.
But yeah, poor Dusty, he's got a big paint that's about 16.3, he's huge, and that's his CNI dog. So they stay together and they take care of each other. And
you know, that's really an unusual thing, because when Chief was killed, he was struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Horses are pack animals.
And
all the rest of the horses, when we came out to bury him, all the rest of the horses in his pack lined up to offer their condolences. I had never seen that. That was so weird.
Yes, they're a very unusual creature. They're just about as good as dogs, man's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take care of you when you least expect it,
Now, you don't only have stuff for horses. You had chicks a while back, so you have stuff for chickens.
We do chicks during the spring. We try and keep a very large selection of all your chicken needs, feeders, waterers, supplements, wormers, things like that. I try to keep as much as possible of your necessary need things when it comes to rabbits, dogs, cats, chickens, horses, cattle, things like that, swine, everything.
You can keep track of things like on a computer and how what sells and what doesn't, and you can order more of what sells and all of that stuff.
Yes. I try and stay on top of everything that, if it's something that's going out the door. But there's some things that it seems like you have an abundance, and then all of a sudden there it goes, it just flies, and then you can't get it, and then, and then here it comes again. It's a rotating cycle.
It is. So you said you're kind of grown out of some things. Is the business about to expand, you think, or?
Well, we're in the process of adding more additions so that we can expand and add more product and space things out.
So you're building?
Well, we're in the process, yes.
Okay, that's very cool.
Yes.
When do you think that might be complete?
I hope by next summer, honestly.
Uh-huh.
With the next edition we want to go with.
Okay.
So.
That's very cool. I've been talking with Tulsi Cabanis of Oak Grove Feed and Tack. Tell everybody where you're at.
We're at 39925 U.S. Highway 280 in Sylacauga. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. We're right beside Sylacauga Toyota, if you know where that's at. You can't miss us. Yes.
And you can use them for hunting, camping, boots, all your animal needs. And thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And thank you for joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around this area. And if you like what you've seen and heard, be sure and share this show with your friends and give us a 5-star rating.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.